the choice of what PARP inhibitor to use and when to give it is a big question. You know, if you have horrible early stage breast cancer with tons of residual disease, you know, that's even a setting where I would consider using a PARP inhibitor off label because those patients have such a poor prognosis and we really want to alter their outcome. You know, whether you use a olaparib or talazoparib, in some ways it takes us back to the aromatase inhibitors and the CDK4/6 inhibitors, you know, I just alternate because I don't know. And I think by alternating, I get the greatest experience using the drugs. If a patient doesn't tolerate one, I'll switch to another. And I don't feel like I need to use one over the other in this situation.
So the fact that you do alternate them obviously suggests that you can't distinguish benefit from the two drugs. You mentioned tolerability, and I think I've heard people talk about alopecia with talazoparib.
I haven't seen a lot of alopecia with either talazoparib or olaparib, and certainly not as much as I've seen with the CDK4/6 inhibitors, for example.
Is there anything with talazoparib, anything that distinguishes?
People are concerned about more anemia.
Yeah, but they both cause anemia, right? I mean, can you tell the difference?
A little more anemia, maybe some variations in nausea between the two drugs. Those are the two main side effects.
But nothing qualitative.
No, not really. Well, I mean, if you have nausea all the time, it's a big qualitative effect.
Yeah, no, but what I mean is different new, you know, kinds of side effects. It's just the same kind.
No, it's interesting. You know, I saw a lot about the anemia and have had, you know, people talk about how they managed it. Didn't really have patients with anemia. You know, patient with thrombocytopenia, I've had some patients with that before. But I recently had a patient at BRCA2, and interestingly, actually she has a BRCA1 mutation and ER-positive metastatic disease, very young woman. And she had transfusion requiring anemia on talazoparib. I mean, she needed blood every 2 weeks. So we actually dose reduced her and eventually changed to olaparib, and her transfusion requirement went away. I don't know if it was the change because we didn't wait long enough with the dose reduction on talazoparib or whether or not there was something else going on, but it was really quite dramatic from when we started until now when she has no transfusion requirement and a normal hemoglobin.